Oh, Gravity Falls, it is good to be back!
Welcome to the See You Next Summer podcast. My name is Raul Rodriguez, and here's with me my beautiful prehistoric friend, Billy Pollahan.
Beautiful? Are you trying to tell me something? Damn, Sheriff Blubbs. No, but he just really likes me for some reason. And what's up, guys? We're talking more Gravity Falls, and today we are talking about episode 18 of the first season. We're almost done with the first season. That's crazy. Only took what, a year and a half, maybe maybe a year to get through it. But we are talking about The Land Before Swine.
So you see Burbs and Durden, they're kind of like a playing kind of like a labyrinth kind of game in a magazine, and you see that Durden doesn't go into the treasure. He goes in directly to the shark.
He's really stupid.
Yeah, like really stupid. And so they're not paying attention to the speedometer. And all of a sudden, they get attacked by a mysterious creature that takes off all of the top of the car. And Durden was like, should we report that? And Blas was like, nah, why don't we just ride our new convertible? Yeehaw! And like they ride the car. And then we see a creature into the moon, and then we cut into the intro.
Dudes. All right, and then it shows that Stan, he has one of those, he has a backlot tour of the Mystery Shack, much like the Warner Brothers tour or the Universal like bus, you know, and he is talking, continuing our mystery tour, you'll see the world famous Outhouse of Mystery. I got stuck in there once. And the boy just goes, can I go to the bathroom? And he goes, save all questions till after the tour. They hit a bump, and the boy just looks down and sighs, indicating he just peed himself. So then it cuts to Mabel and Waddles looking out the window, and it's just Mabel's having fun with Waddles. You can tell she really, really loves him, to the point where she won't even let him outside.
Like, it loves him like a cat or a dog. Like that kind of like beautiful love that they have. And she's dancing with Waddles. They're taking selfies. They're dancing. And at the end, they take a photo. And so it's like, Waddles, I love you so much. And then Stan walks in and bumps into them. It's like, where's your brother? I don't know where Dipper is. He's always like, Mabel puts on the Dipper head. I was like, oh, let's go to solve a mystery. I don't kiss a pillow with Wendy's face on it. And then Stan points to Waddles to go outside. And Mabel's like, no, he cannot be outside. There's predators and barbecuers.
That's just the natural order. It's not my fault your pig's potentially delicious. But yes, she keeps talking about, or then she goes, he should be inside like a person. People don't roll around in their own filth, except for Seuss. And then it cuts to Dipper and Seuss, and they are in the forest, and they are setting up a trap because I guess they heard something took off the car window of the police car, and they're trying to get proof of that. So there's a pulley system where there's three cameras set up at different points and a big piece of meat. Because I guess they also figure that it's a carnivore. And yeah, you could see that Seuss and Dipper are a very good team. They're the best bros. Yeah, friendship. That's what we got. We are totally Seuss and Dipper, by the way.
Oh yeah, totally. Especially how Seuss was like, I'm sweating from the heat and excitement. And I love how you see on the background, you see like the mosquito, kind of like a Jurassic Park kind of mosquito in the amber. That's pretty damn cool. And yes, if we go back to a convention, Billy will be Dipper and I will be Zeus. Also because I'm Mexican, so I love him. I love him though. And then they set up the trap. And also one of the traps also has like different cameras and they catch the photo. And so we cut out with Mabel watching TV. A commercial, if I had the number correct, the name correctly, it says Huggy Wubby Baby Bundle. I think that was the name. Maybe I got it wrong. But it's kind of like a thing like to carry your baby.
The Huggy Wubby Tummy Bundle.
Thank you.
And this guy, Bobby Renzabi, is very clearly voiced by Justin Roiland. I could tell because it's the same voice that he uses for Morty. And it's the same voice he uses for Blendin, or it's very similar to it, where you can tell it's him. I'm probably right. I'm going to look up the... Yeah, it was Justin Roiland.
It can carry like 10 babies. And Jimmy was like, oh, I wonder if we can use that for Waddles. And it also works for pigs! And they even put out a pig, and I was like, okay.
That whole TV commercial, it just reminded me of Interdimensional Cable from Rick and Morty.
Yes!
Like, I'm Ants in My Eyes Johnson, and I have ants in my eyes. It's a medical condition. I can't feel a thing. And it's really creative and really funny. And there's a commercial later in this episode that's also really good. But yes, it's for pigs.
And then Mabel was like, oh, I need one of those. And then Mabel goes with Stan to ask if he could take a look at Waddles while she goes to buy the Huggy Wubby thing. And Stan was like, no. I was like, please, Stan, please promise me that you will take care of him and he will not go outside. And then Stan agrees. As we see Stan giving a tour, and he's also like, now I'm going to show you the most hideous creatures known to man. And he takes off a rock, and the people are like, oh, it's us. That's a good one. And then Stan was like, now I'm going to show you the... What was it?
It was a unicorn made out of corn.
What was the name?
The corn icon.
The corn icon.
It was supposed to be various corn on the cobs.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, since Waddles is indoors, he ate it all. And everybody leaves because they feel like they got ripped off, even though they were getting ripped off before. So yes, Stan is pissed at Waddles. To be fair, he shouldn't have let Waddles into that room. He knows that Waddles eats everything. But on the other hand, Mabel should have just taken Waddles with her. It would have saved this entire episode from happening.
As we see Dipper developing the photos in his red room.
Yeah, which he converted to a dark room.
Yeah, a dark room. Which,
for those of you that don't know, because everything is digital now, people used to have to physically develop the photographs coming out. And it would have to be in a very dark room because if any light came in, then the photo would just disappear on the contents, which is exactly what happens when Zeus comes in because he was excited because he said he was going to make nachos.
Victory nachos.
Somebody ate all the nachos, dude.
And then as we also for the Gen Z's, with photos, you needed to have a roll. And that row had a limit. It had like a 20-25 limit of photos. So you need to be careful and measure your photos, Gen Z's. And so after this, we see that Stan takes Waddles outside and technically like push him on a leash, kind of like a dog. Then you see, that's the thing, I don't even know how to pronounce it well, a pterodactyl? Is that the way that you pronounce it?
Yeah, pterodactyl.
Yeah, so you see a pterodactyl grabs Waddles, and Stan was like, oh. As we see that Waddles, he was wearing a sweater that it was knitted by Mabel that had Mabel's face, and slowly this the string is going along the woods, like leaving a trail.
It actually brings up a question that I never considered. Why is Mabel wearing sweaters in the middle of summer?
Maybe she has...
Wouldn't she be extremely hot?
Maybe Mabel has delicate skin. Maybe she has a disease that we never knew of?
Bro. No, that's ridiculous. And she has a ton of hair as well. So, yeah, she should be sweating her ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And she's playing with a pig, and that pig's got to smell worse than anything. I mean, hell, probably Stan smells worse, though. So yes, Dipper's appropriately upset at Seuss because he just ruined the one chance of evidence they had. And yes, it brings up the fact that, yes, Seuss is very clumsy and he wrecks a lot of shit. He doesn't mean to do it, but he just is. And it can be very, very annoying, which you get that with friends. There's always something with friends that they do that are very annoying. I know for a fact that this happens with us as well. We both do shit that annoys the crap out of each other.
Like Billy's favorite line from The Last Jedi?
Stop it.
I'm not going to say it.
No, it's my puns. But you can't deal with those puns because they're straight bars.
Like 90% of your puns are good. 10%, they're like, eh. But that's the thing. It's that thing that you have to find balance between the things that you like between your friends.
Balance like the Force.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Stan gets Waddles outside. He puts him outside, but then immediately, as soon as he turns around, the pterodactyl comes and takes Waddles.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing to notice is that Mabel wasn't done knitting the sweater. So the whole ball of yarn, it's still getting unraveled, which is very important because later that's how they track Waddles. Stan and Dipper and Seuss, they found the pterodactyl and they're just like, I can't believe it. You know, it's a dinosaur. How has a dinosaur managed to survive 65 million years? But we saw earlier that in the forest, in the trees where Seuss and Dipper were at, there was a ridiculous amount of sap, which caused them to get stuck. And of course, Seuss, being Seuss, gets himself stuck with Dipper because they gave each other a bro high five. But yes, Mabel comes back. We don't know what she's done throughout this episode. Like, I guess she was just hanging out with Candy and Grenda.
No, she was buying the thing for Waddles, the thing that could carry him.
Oh yeah, that's right. She was buying the baby carrier for Waddles. But yeah, she comes back, but Stan lies and said that he fought a pterodactyl and that he punched it in the face. And I love the exaggerated story where he's super ripped and Waddles is like a baby.
I was nurturing him with the only riches of creams. And then he came along, and then he takes out his shirt and like super fucking ripped with his chain and everything. And then put that dinosaur played dirty. And then the person was like, I thought you didn't believe in the supernatural. Nah, all dinosaurs are like big lizards. That's another Jurassic Park reference. Yes, I was like, Stan was like, let's say Waggles. Oh, it's Waddles. Oh, yeah, him too. And then Seuss is like preparing his van.
Oh, yeah, and he keeps calling it a pterodactyl. Before this, Dipper was just like, Mabel, we gotta talk. It's a really high stakes mission because he knows how much she cares about Waddles. And I'm a little worried about Seuss coming along on this one. I love the guy, but sometimes he messes stuff up. And she's just like, yeah, since when? And then it cuts to him just breaking a bunch of shit and often saying, sorry, dude. Sorry, dude. And then they even found a fairy, and he hit it with a fly swatter. He's just like, oh, sorry, dudes, I just killed that fairy. So yes, Mabel just goes, let him down easy.
Mm-hmm.
But he's so enthusiastic that he even made them t-shirts.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's just like, you and me, bro, best friends, fighting and potentially high-fiving dinosaurs. You know, he's so enthusiastic about it that you can't blame Dipper for not saying anything. I mean, would you?
No, Susie's like really fucking cool. So it's like pterodactyl bros. It's like, and then they leave it there like, bros before dinos! As they're following the string, and then they find Magaket in kind of like the remains of a church. Maybe it was a church? As he says that the dinosaur took one of his like special spoons and they went all the way down to a cave and they all go with Magaket and they're like, they see like all of the different kind of like the dinosaurs. They see like some like a Jurassic kind of like plants. And one of them was like, what? And then Sue was like, wow, this one smells like a car battery, and then like they exposed like some odor into Seuss, and I said, I was like, and then Seuss was like, I cannot smell anymore.
The reason why McGucket goes down is because The enormous wiggly creature stole my musical spoons and flew lickety-split in the abandoned mines down yonder. Stan is just like, I don't know, it looks pretty bad. And Mabel just goes, yeah, but you punched a pterodactyl in the face. And he's like, oh yeah, I did. I love that. McCucket goes, my, what suspicious laughter. So they go in and he just goes, do you need me to go down there and tell you personal stories about myself? And they're like, no. But he does anyway. So he goes, so there I am fighting a raccoon for the same piece of meat when our mouths get close and we kiss accidentally. But yes, you're right. Seuss, he tastes this freaking plant. And yes, I lost my sense of smell.
Yeah, so Seuss has COVID now.
Oh, God.
And so then also another thing that we skipped, that Seuss being clumsy, he was like fixing something underneath his truck. And he almost gets like almost rail over, like with the tire. I was like, oh, I almost died, dude. And then they see the dinosaurs in the sap. Like they see a raptor, a T-Rex.
Oh yeah. And so it turned out that these dinosaurs were trapped inside a ton of tree sap. So it's pulling a Jurassic Park with the mosquito getting trapped in the sap. Except that these dinosaurs are still alive. So it's like being cryogenically, they're preserved, much like Quentin Turnbull, I think was his name. Remember from Irrational Treasure, the 8½ president? He was trapped in peanut brittle. It's the same sort of principle there.
Yeah, Quentin Tremblay.
Quentin Tremblay, the silliest president.
The 8½ president?
Yes, a $2 bill or something. This is worthless.
The infinite, it was minus 12, I think, the minus 12 bill.
Negative 12. This is worthless. While talking, Stan accidentally lets slip because he's like, oh man, these dinosaurs, this could be great for the shack. And he goes, I should have left that pig outside a while ago. And then Mabel puts two and two together that he lied to her. And so she is visibly upset. Yes, calls him out. And she's just like, yeah, thanks to you, my pig could be dead. Or then she says, I never want to speak to you again. And throughout the episode, she just goes, oh, is someone talking? But Seuss, being Seuss, is just like, hey, guys, we just got to follow the yarn. But he wraps the yarn into a ball. Yeah, that's how they lose the trail. And Dipper then again gets upset and calls Seuss out for his clumsiness. And he's just like, this is why I didn't want to bring you along. Yeah, so everyone is getting angry at each other.
And then Seuss was like, I made teacher. And then Dipper's like, those shirts were like, they're gigantic. I have a different body type, dude.
Oh yeah, and he also broke one of the broke Dipper's lantern, much like Jar Jar. Everything that Seuss touches just breaks. But here it's done in joy, and it's done in a charming way. But yes, McGucket fixes the lantern, and it turns out the pterodactyl is right behind them. He just goes, I don't make any sudden movements or loud noises. Yeehaw! We found a pterodactyl. Yes, pterodactyl comes going towards them, but they dip behind some rocks, and they're like, okay, we need a plan. And Stan just goes, how about Mabel knits Seuss a pig costume and we use Seuss as a human sacrifice? And both times he just goes, I like it. Of course, Mabel being stubborn is just like not listening to Stan. But Dipper points out, we have to work together. But then Seuss goes, okay, so you want to work with Mabel, but you don't want to work with me. Then they hear Waddles, and he's alive, but in a nest with an egg.
And yes, and then we see Waddles, that he's right next to the egg. They all chase her, except Stan. Because if I remember correctly, I think like they all get to the egg. But then Waddles and Stan, I think they fall over. And then you see McGuck and Mabel and Dipper and Seuss. They're all like right next to the egg. And then the egg like springs out. And a pterodactyl baby gets born. And then you see McGuck and Stan was like, oh my God, like it's wonderful. And as we see, the pterodactyl is McGuck. And as we see also down below, we see Waddles and and Stan, and they're like, oh my god, everything that's happening is because of you, and because of you, Waddles. Why does Mabel loves you so much? I know that maybe she will never talk to me again, or can hear her laughter or her jokes, but why does she love you so much? And he even puts Waddles outside in the middle of everything, like for the director to catch him, and then Waddles just turning around and seeing him. That's a gif that you can see Waddles like this. Okay, now I get it. And grabs Waddles, grabs the hubby wubby thing, and there was like a, we're gonna get out of here.
Yeah, and then Stan's just like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. He starts beating up the pterodactyl.
Yes.
But
he's right in beating the pterodactyl.
For a brief moment, old man McGucket, he comes right back out of the baby pterodactyl's mouth because it spit up his hat. Then it swallows him again. So then they're like, what do we do? And Seuss just goes, we have to go in a straight line. And he goes, the pterodactyl's eyes are so far apart that if you stand right in front of it, it can't see you. So again, much like Jurassic Park, except in Jurassic Park, it was don't move because they... based on movement. It's totally bullshit, by the way. That's not how it happened. But you can see that this was a good line of thinking. But Dipper points out, yeah, you've been wrong about stuff all day. And Seuss just goes, look, I know I've messed up. I could sort of be clumsy, and I'm not always as lovable as I think. But please, have my friend just trust me on this. Dipper actually trusts him. And they all go in a straight line. And it works. And then they see Stan beating up the pterodactyl. With Waddles in the baby, in the hubby wubby thing. And yeah, he's punching him in the face. And I love that he goes, from Hex Heart it stabbeth thee. And the pterodactyl hits the cliff. And Stan climbs up the cliff. Everyone's happy. And he gives Waddles back to Mabel. And he makes Waddles wave to Mabel. They start to get out of there.
They're getting chased by the pterodactyl. As we see them, one of the saps, we see a T-Rex like moving his hand little by little, like the finger. And then they see that the rope that we're using to get out is broken. So they use one of the geysers. I was like, come on. And the pterodactyl is so close. And Sue was like, we have to do this. And then like punches the geyser and they all go back up. As also as the rubble of the church covers all of the cave, and that's how they got saved. And then we see Stan, Mabel, and Waddle also like snuggling on the backside of the Seuss van. As we see Seuss and Dipper, I was like, we did it. And then the person was like, pterodactyl. And then Seuss says, correct. They says, pterodactyl bros. And then I was like, don't we have to. And then the person, don't we have to worry about those dinos? And Seuss is like, nah, we're okay. And as we go back into the rubble, we see McGucket. So he survived. He says, I am my way through a dino. And also as he got his spoons back too.
Oh, yeah, another line that we missed was Stan is just like, I could call this place something Jurassic Sap Hole. and then, yes, the episode is done with McGucket. But then we cut to the credits. And there's another ad by Bobby Renzabi. And it's, are your arms jealous of your legs? Then you need arm pants, the pants you wear on your arms. Dipper's like, who would want to buy that? And Seuss says, I know, right? Cancel the order. And then Mabel, Waddles, and Stan are playing poker. And Stan folds because he thinks that Waddles' tail is snorting. But Mabel just goes, Waddles bluffing. He goes, what? I had four aces, which is almost impossible in poker. But Waddles starts eating the cards. And Mabel just goes, I've been cheating the last 8 turns. He just goes, that's my girl. And then the episode ends. So that is The Land Before Swine. So what did you think overall? Is there anything that I missed? Or
no, you didn't miss anything. I really like this episode. I like this episode too because it has all of the Jurassic Park things. Like, I love Jurassic Park, like a lot. And so, of course, it's not as funny, or it has like a lot of like dark references, like in the Boys Crazy, especially because technically Boys Crazy is even Disney making fun of themselves, because they also did a lot of boy bands, especially with the Jonas Brothers. But yeah, this was a really good episode. If I would give it a rating, I would give it kind of like a solid 8.
Yeah, I think I'm going to give it a... I'll give it a 7.5, just a little bit lower. That's just... that's not knocking the show down. And I'm going to say, you know, some more trivia, series continuity, and all this stuff. So according to Mabel, Dipper kisses a pillow that has Wendy's face on it. Dipper knows how to develop film using what's called the analog process. The continuity is Blubbs and Derlin patrol spot besides Gideon's billboard makes an appearance from the deep end, which was the Mermando episode. The photo Dipper takes of the pterodactyl is the same one from the opening. Dipper's Baba CD from Dipper versus Manliness appears amongst the garbage. Mabel's bike and helmet were previously seen in The Hand That Rocks the Mabel. It's where Gideon made his first appearance. The underground caverns with the dinosaurs trapped in were glimpsed at, and the time traveler's pig with Blended Blandin's suit malfunctioned. Like when it was malfunctioning, the camouflage. The ability for creatures to be put into suspended animation, yeah, in Sweets was established with Quentin Tremblay, in his case, Peanut Brittle, in Irrational Treasure. The viewership for this episode, it was watched by 3.5 million viewers on its premiere night. The concept of The Real Monster Is You by using a mirror as part of the Mystery Shacks exhibit was also the subject of Alex Hirsch's art piece for Disney's Some Kind of Monster art show. And Alex Hirsch was also shocked to find a similar attraction at Confusion Hill and was amused to see how well they had picked up on that kind of corny tourist trap humor. When Seuss opens the door, only the print is ruined. Dipper could have printed another photo from the negative. Stan lands in a coffin after escaping the abandoned mines. The articles Dipper collected on the mysterious creature covered stories about the patrol car's roof getting ripped off, sheep snatching, and miners going missing after uncovering the network of caverns. According to the Season 1 SoundCloud soundtrack, this episode was originally called Dino Cave Mystery. I like Lamb Before Swine more. The episode's title is a reference to the 1988 movie The Land Before Time, which was a kids' movie about talking dinosaurs trying to find their way to the Great Valley. It's a great movie. And oddly enough, it's only an hour long. You don't usually get that in most movies, especially animated movies. Mostly like an hour and a half. Originally, Grunkle Stan was going to intentionally get Waddles caught by the pterodactyl, but this idea was scrapped because it would make Stan too unsympathetic. And there is a book based on this and the Time Traveler's Pig called Once Upon a Swine, which is a great title. Just swine is a good word to use for wordplay. And the cryptogram. During Stan's fantasy sequence, we see his back turned and his bare back. Where his burn mark should be is instead OLHV, which has a remarkably similar shape to his actual burn mark. Once decoded using the Caesar cipher, it says lies. And the cryptogram in the end of the episode is another number one. And once decoded, it reads, it works for pigs. So yes, that's all my trivia for The Land Before Swine. And with that, that is another episode of Gravity Falls Recap. You can follow me on Twitter at BBusterBill. All the B's are capitalized. You can follow me on Instagram at Billy Batson's Lightning. Nothing is capitalized. And you can follow our show Twitter at SYNSPod and give us a 5-star review and just a regular review on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, Zencaster, or not Zencaster. That's the program we use to record this. It's been a long day. And yeah, what about you?
As always, you can find me at Raul Vader RDC on Twitter, Instagram, Letterboxd, TikTok, and I think already said Stardust, but fuck it. And that's time too. And as always, See you next summer.
Remember, reality is an illusion. The universe is a hologram. Bye, gold. Bye.